This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Bali Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's called Jagannath Mishra Marvels or Becomes Amazed Over Nimai's Footprints. Chapter 14 of Adi Leela, this is verse 5 through 17. This short story is very wonderfully describes the uncommon nature and transcendental identity of Nimai Pandit. From the very earliest of his childhood, he displayed and exhibited his godhood, much to the surprise and confusion of his parents, who thought that he was simply their little boy, their little Brahmin boy, Nimai Pandit. Of course, he's just a baby now. Vande Chaitanya Krishnasya Balya Leela Manoharam Lokikim Abitam Isha Cheshtaya Valitantaram. This is a Mangalacharna opening or invocation prayer by Krishna's Kaviraj before he begins his Leela Vichar or Leela discussion. He says, let me offer my obeisances unto the childhood pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Balya Leela, it's called Balya, like Gopal and Balya. Balya means small. Balya Leela Manoharam. Balya Leela Manoharam. The childhood pastimes of Krishna Manoharam. They steal the mind. So let's see if our minds get stolen. This Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Vande Chaitanya Krishnaya. Although such pastimes of Nimai or Chaitanya appear exactly like those of an ordinary child, they should be understood as various pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is an invocation. Because many things that little children do, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did, or Lord Krishna also did. Krishna did this pastime, and so did Lord Chaitanya. What is the pastime? It's evening time, it's summer, it's a beautiful evening, nice breeze is blowing, the full moon is shining, rising in the sky. And Krishna says to Yashoda, oh, Mata, I want, look, see that sandesh up there, oh, it's so tasty, I want that sandesh. She, Lala, oh, Nandalal, this is not sandesh, that's Chandradev. That's Purnima, Purna Chandra. That's the full moon. It's a grahan, it's a planet. It's very, very, very big. No, mommy. It's only small. Like, see, look, I put my thumb over there. It just fits on the end of my thumb. It's very small. It looks very shiny. It looks very sweet and tasty, like sandesh. You give it to me. I want it right now. And so kids are animate and they're forceful. They have to have the sandesh. So she's very quick thinking. Mothers have to be quick on the thinking. Otherwise, they start sinking. So then she grabs a mirror, or some assistant, maidservant, Dinishta, whatever, gives her a darpan, a mirror. She says, here. And Yashoda takes the mirror and says, look, Lala, look, here's the sandesh. Here's the moon. You can have it. So he takes the mirror and says, oh, I have it. No, oh, it's mine. So she gives a mirror. And the same pastime that Yashoda Maya performed with her Krishna Chandra, with her baby, the same pastime was going on in Navadvip, in Mayapur, with Sachimata. And her little Gaurahari, her Nimai. So that's an example. It looks, and also babies do that. Even ordinary babies, oh, I want that. And they give the moon and they look inside. So seems ordinary. But you'll see that there's many, many ordinary things that seem lokik. Lokik means worldly, loka, like of this world. Lokik. And alokik means transcendental, beyond. Alokik. Not of this loka, beyond this loka. Goloka, spiritual, transcendental. In the context of all this commonplace or normal Leela, Nara Leela of the Lord, there's so many other indications, there's so many actions that happen that show you that, wait a minute, this is not like ordinary children. Ordinary babies don't have 19 auspicious marks on the bottom of their feet. They have one line going this way and one line going that way, but they don't have a lotus, and they don't have an ashtakon, and they don't have a trident, and they don't have a chariot, and all these things. Oh, well, yeah, that's something different. So there's something common, something different. So the common thing, the ordinary thing, is like a regular child, make it like Nara, human like Leela. But then the uncommon distinguishing factors indicate that Krishna and Krishna alone, or Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu alone, they are God. They are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And these signs are described in various shastras. So that will be presented time and again. So we're always reminded, yes, he's ordinary, he's like a human child, but he's God. Because he's also ordinary and extraordinary. Parallel tracks. Ordinary, so we can relate, it's sweet, it's approachable, it's relatable. We can enter it, we can feel it, we can remember it. But then it's extraordinary, so it creates a sense of awe, or a sense of respect, or a sense of worship. And we're always reminded that, yes, actually, Krishna and Imai, they're behaving just like my child. Oh, but wait a minute. My child never lifted Govardhan Hill. My child can't lift Govardhan Hill in his pinky for 7 days. That's pretty extraordinary. But my child ran after the cows. I grew up in a village. And my baby, one time he held on the tail of a calf. And the calf spooked and jumped up and ran away. And my baby held on to the calf and got dragged through the mud and the cow dung. And everybody laughed. And Krishna did the same thing. Look at that. Okay, something similar, something common, something ordinary, but then the extraordinary aspect. Achintya Shakti, inconceivable power that distinguishes Krishna as God. Balya Lilaya Age Prabhur Utana Shayan Pitamataya Dekaila Chinachan. In Imai's first childhood pastimes, he turned upside down while lying on his bed and thus showed his parents the marks of his lotus feet. Utana. This means lying down on the bed face upwards. In other words, lying on your back. Usually babies are on the belly and then they lie over. Turn over. When does that happen? When do they roll over? How many months? 6 months. Because someone once told me we have something called Uttan Ekadasi. And the Chaturmasya, the last Ekadasi, is called Uttan. Uttan means this. Get up. Uto. Uto means get up. And someone said that this pastime of Krishna, Krishna's born in August. It's August, September, October, November. 4 or 5 months that Krishna... Then he went like this. On Uttan Ekadasi, he actually rolled over on his back. And that's why there was a ceremony on that day. And everyone was invited. And Krishna was put under shakat. There was some sari put under there, under the cart. And he was like, these gypsies, Rajasthanis, put their kids under the cart. And they swing him like that, make like a hammock. You know a hammock? And they tie on the axles or whatever this bullock cart, and they swing him. He's in the shade. He's protected. No crows can land on him or peck him or anything. He's protected. And he's in the shade from the sun. And then some nursemaid will push him or he'll just fall asleep. So Mother Yashoda was actually celebrating his Uttan ceremony. This is some commentaries like this. In some readings, Uttan, which means standing up, in his childhood pastimes, the Lord tried to catch the wall and stand up. But as an ordinary boy falls down, the Lord also fell down and again took to lying on his bed. Grihe dui jana deki lagoparachina tahe shobe dhvaja bhajra shanka chakramina. When Imai Pandit tried to walk in his small footprints, one could see the distinctive marks of Lord Vishnu. The dhvaj, flag, vajra, thunderbolt, shank, conch shell, chakra disc, and fish, the designer of a mina, fish, were left in the footprints. There was some dust on the floor, or maybe some little mud in the courtyard, and he was moving here and there, and the mixture of cow dung and mud in the villages is like that, and leaving his footprints. Hey, wait a minute. Chakra, fish, shank, this is something extraordinary. Dekhiya donhara chitte, janmila vismai, karapara china gori, Napaya Nishchai, seeing all these marks, his father, Jagannath Mishra, and mother, Sachimata, they could understand whose footprints they were. Thus they were struck with wonder, vismay. They could not understand how those marks could be possible in their homes. This means they are Brahman. Jagannath Mishra is a Brahman, and so is his wife. And they're worshipping in their house a deity of Narayan. They have Murti in their house, and they do Murti Puja. And as you see today, when you go in the marketplace, here in Radhakund and other places, you can buy small paintings of Krishna's lotus feet, or Radharani's lotus feet. There's a painting with the symbols and the outline, and people put them on the wall, and they look at them. This is not something new that just happened. This has been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years, that people have little paintings of the feet, or they have a marble. Some marble plaque is carved with the imprint of Vishnu's feet, because all the Puranas, Skanda Purana and other Puranas, Bhavishyuttara Purana, they describe the 19 auspicious Mangalachina, the auspicious symbols on the bottom of Krishna's feet and Radha's feet and Lakshmi's feet and Vishnu's feet. From the feet all the way to the head, Krishna's different. He's like a human being, but he's significant differences, beginning with the marks on his feet. So 500 years ago, Jagannath Mishra and his wife, they also were well aware of the marks on the bottom of Vishnu's feet and Lakshmi's feet. And they may have had a small painting in a small frame on their wall or some charcoal drawing or whatever. As Brahmins will keep these things in their house from time immemorial. Gopal yantras, murtis, shalagrams, pictures of the Chinna, Vishnu, Lakshmi Chinna, Lakshmi Narayan Chinna. It's a very common thing. So that's why it says that Jagannath Mishra and his wife, they're well aware what these marks are. Oh, look in the ground. Look at the marks. These are the marks of Vishnu. But how are these marks in our house? This is not Vishnu Loka. This is not Vaikuntha. Our son is simply Nimai, Pandit. Our son is not Vishnu. He's not God. This is not the spiritual world. This is Mayapur. Mishra kahi bala gopal hache shila sange tino murti hana gare kele jane range. Jagannath Mishra said, certainly child Krishna is with the Shalagram Shila. Taking his childhood form, he is playing within the room. So what he is surmising, because he's intelligent. An intelligent person tries to understand who, what, when, where, why, and how. What is happening here? Oh, we're seeing the marks of Vishnu on the ground. The feet of Vishnu. How is it possible? The last thing in his mind is, this is my son? My son is Vishnu? My son is Bhagavan? No, that can't. What's a rational explanation? How can I... Oh, of course. I'm a Brahmin, and in our Thakurji Ghar, in our temple room, we have Murti of Narayan, and we also have some Shalagrams, because every Brahmin worships Shalagram. This is a niyam, a law. And our Shalagram is, of course, around deity, sometimes Korma, marks of Korma, or Damodar, Laga Laga, Nishringa, etc. It's basically a round stone. There's no feet over there. And sometimes there may be some chin of a calf's hoof print, etc. But I think this may be some lila of my Shalagram, because Shalagram is Krishna and Vishnu. And according, if it's a Krishna Bhakta, if you're a Krishna Bhakta, then you can worship and see all your Shalagrams as Krishna. Well, generally, there are different Vishnu roops, different avatars, Das avatar, etc. But if you're a Krishna Bhakta, you will worship all your Shalagrams as Krishna, Gopal. So I think this must be some lila of our Shalagram, that our Shalagram is taking the form of Bala Gopal, who has hands and feet and everything, and he's wandering around invisible to us when we're sleeping. He's coming off the altar, taking his Bala Gopal form, and he's running all around our house, leaving his footprints. That must be what it is. What do you think, Shachi? Isn't it? It must be like that. It's a good deduction, very intelligent deduction. Se shane jaginimai kariye krandan ankela na shachi tanre piaila stan. While Mother Shachi and Jagannath Mishra were talking, in other words, they're a mother and father, and there's some phenomena they're witnessing in their house. Hey, Shachi, look at that. Look at that. Have you ever seen this before? I never. Oh, no, Prabhu, I've never seen. What is it? Do you see this? Look on the ground. There's some marks here, the chinna, Vishnu chinna. Where did this come from? Oh, Prabhu, I don't know. What do you think? I don't know, let me think. Oh, listen, Devi, Sachi Devi, I think maybe our Shalagram, of course it's extraordinary, but Krishna, Gatana Agatana, Patiyasi Shakti, he can do anything. So maybe he's become Bala Gopal and he's wandering around. The house, who knows, it's his Leela. Bala Gopal Leela. Little does he know that yes, it is Bala Gopal Leela. Yes, it is Bali Leela. It is Nimai's Bali Leela. It's his son Nimai's Bali Leela. It's not Shalagram's Bali Leela or Bala Gopal. And so they're speaking like that. And they're talking. But then the star of the show starts Krandan, crying. So then all the conversation stops. Oh, why is he crying? What happened? While they were talking, Nimai woke up and began to cry. And as every mother knows what that's all about, Mother Shachi took Nimai on her lap and allowed him to suckle her breast. Because that's what kids do. They sleep and they eat. And then they sleep and then they eat. And in between time, poop and pee. Sleep and eat, pee and pee. So all the speculation and all the deduction, all the conversation stopped as soon as Nimai woke up and started crying. Hey, forget about all this speculation. I'm hungry. Forget about all this Vishnu imagination. Look, I'm your kid. I'm just your kid. Nimai Pandit, I'm your kid. I'm hungry. I want your milk. These footprints, forget about all that. Stana piyate puchera charana dekila sechina payedeki mishre bolaila. While Mother Sachi was feeding Nimai milk from her breast, she saw on the lotus feet of her child the same marks that were visible on the floor. She called Jagat Mishra! Look! Come! See, look! Dekhiya Mishra Haila Anandita Mati Gupte Bolaila Nilambhara Chakravarti. When Jagannath Mishra saw those wonderful marks on the sole of Nimai's feet, he became joyful. Anandita Mati means his intelligence, his mind became full of Anand. Anand Mati. He became so joyful. And privately he called for Nilambhara Chakravarti. Nilambhara Chakravarti, I think is a father or uncle of Sachimata. He was a great astrologer. Chinadeki Chakravarti Balane Hasiya Lagnagani Purveyami Rakijachi Likiya. Nilambhara Chakravarti saw those. He laughed and smiled. Before I ascertained or I understood all this by astrological calculation, and I noted it in writing. Because at the time of birth, which was some time before this pastime, Nilambhara Chakravarti was called in to make the Janma Kundali, the horoscope, or the astrology chart of this baby, Nimai Pandit, at his birth. And so he saw by the combination of nakshatras, stars, and planets, and yogas, and all these things, that this boy is very, very exalted. He is like a deva, he's like a god, and he will have all auspicious marks on his body. And I even see from examining, because I am familiar, I am well versed in a book called Samudrika. Samudrika, like mudra, you know, mudra, and Bharatanatyam, they make these mudras. These are mudras, positions, hand postures. Samudrika means different designs or long arms or short earlobe, this, that, other thing, which indicate the gun, the quality or the character or the type of individual, whether he's a Narutam, a great human being, or a demigod or a Rakshas or Manush or whatever. So Chakravarti says, Batrisha Lakshana Mahapurusha Bhushan E Shishuange Deki E Sabalakshan. There are 32 marks on the body, the human body, that indicate a Mahapurush. Mahapurush Bhushana. And I see all those marks on the body of this child, Nimai. Sablakshan. Shishuange. On the limbs of this child. Pancha Dirga Pancha Shukshma. Saptarakta Satunta. Sri Rashva Prito Gambir. Dvajrim Shala Lakshana Mahan. There are 32 bodily symptoms of a great personality. 5 of his bodily parts are large. 5 of them are fine. 7 are reddish. 6 are raised, 3 are small, 3 are broad, and 3 are grave. Narayanera China Yukta Sri Hasta Charan Eshishu Sarvaloke Karibetaran. Your baby, this Nimai Pandit, is exhibiting and has all the symptoms of Lord Narayan on his hands and feet, his palms and soles. He will be able to deliver all three worlds. E shishu sarva loke taran. Like tarani. Tarite. This child, this little kid, shishu, he will sarva loka tarana. He will deliver all the worlds. E kari be vaishnava dharmera prachar. Iha haite habidui kuler nistar. Your child will preach the Vaishnava cult and deliver both his maternal and paternal families. Prabhupada's purport. Only Narayan, Lord Narayan himself, Lord Vishnu, or his bona fide representative can preach the cult of Vaishnavism, Bhakti Yoga, devotional service. When a Vaishnava is born, he delivers both his maternal and paternal families, mother and father's families, simultaneously. So this is a story of Jagannath Mishra marveling and being amazed over the footprints of his son. He was quite amazed, and then first he saw these footprints on the floor, and then his wife saw the same marks on the feet of Nimai. And they wondered, what does it mean? Who is our son? And what does this mean? So they called for the astrologer, the wise Vipra or Brahman. Can you tell us what this means? So knowledge gives vision. The greater the knowledge, the greater the vision. When one's knowledge is very deep and vast, he has what is called Trikalagya. Trikalagya means the ability to see the past, present, and future. So the Vipras or Brahmins in the Vedic time and even recent times, they were so learned, they were actually known as Trivedi or Chaturvedi, Shastra Vidvan, Shastra Shiromani. They were very well versed in all various literatures, Shruti and Smriti, Puran, and they could give guidance and insight and knowledge in Ayurveda and also in Jyotirveda and all kinds of social dealings and help people live peacefully, happily, and attain the goal of life, which of course ultimately means to give paravidya. Paravidya means the knowledge of the soul, atma tattva gyan, knowledge of God, knowledge of the atma, and to teach the ways and means of sanatan dharma, the eternal practices and activities which will liberate one from the material world. Dharmart kama moksha. So this is the ultimate teaching that the Brahmins would give, how to get liberation. So here, this Vipra is acting, of course he's a great devotee, eternal associate of the Lord, Nilambara Chakravarti. He's advising, he says, your son is extraordinary. And he's indicating that your son has marks like Narayan. He says he has all the symptoms on his feet. He has his bodily symptoms, his broad forehead and his long arms and so many fine skin and fine fingernails and all these things, and then marks on his feet. These are all the symptoms, bodily symptoms of God, of Narayan. He's going to do big things. Your son is going to do some amazing things. He's going to do Dharma Prachar. He's going to be a Pracharak. He's going to preach religion all around the world. He's going to deliver you. They're saying, wow, our son is really great. Nilambara is not saying, your son is God, because that would spoil everything. Because it's Naralila, and they want to relate to him as their child, their loving child, Sachimata and Sachinandan. This is the story for today with some very beautiful scenes and feelings, and we can try to recall some of these aspects of this story, what we can see in our heart and mind. We're chanting japa, absorb ourselves and tomorrow morning in a Balya Leela of Mahaprabhu. It's very soothing and very purifying.